Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His Word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the Word Behind the Veil.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron, your host, and on this podcast, the family talks about God's grace. We'll see that it's not by rules that we grow in God, but by His grace and deep love for us all.
You know, Ron, we're talking about grace. You know, the real definition behind it, and Dale has said this many a time, is unmerited favor. We don't earn it. It's something God chooses to bestow on people. He is so willing to be graceful and give grace. It's by grace that we approach Him with boldness. Christ died for us. His blood was shed for us, covers us, and that's what allows us to enter into His throne room with that grace and with boldness. What I would encourage people is to try it. Approach the Father, approach God and say, hey, your son died, so that means I can be saved. It's that He loves so deeply and so thoroughly that He would rather have somebody approach Him with a hunger rather than just ignore Him and turn and walk the other way. That hurts Him so bad. And you know, when you love somebody so intensely, and then, you know, there are cultures where they'll turn their back on you if they think you did something wrong. They'll turn their back and you are no longer part of the tribe. And that is, it hurts so bad to be excluded like that. But God is not exclusive. He's very inclusive. And if there is a heart, it doesn't matter your so much your actions. Look what David did. Look at Peter did. Look at the people in the scriptures. They all made mistakes, but their heart was set before the Lord.
You know, I think a lot of Christians know that you're saved by grace.
Right.
You're saved by grace, but then what happens is you have to start gaining God's love as you grow, rather than keeping in grace. A lot of Christians feel that way.
Right, that's true.
I think there's more freedom here in the United States than many, many cultures.
Mm-hmm.
But the freedom in American Christianity, you might say, it's limited. Like Christians say, there's so many rules in Judaism, but there are so many rules in Christianity, and
true.
So many Christians will reject you if you have certain things that are different about you than where they're at. And that's not God's love. That's the grace of God accepts you no matter who you are.
Exactly.
And accepts you even after you've accepted Him.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that the kingdom will come when we get it in our brains that He really does love me.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Because your brain is the thing that tells you that you've done something wrong, or you're not qualified for this, or you've been rejected by this. And if you just realize the unconditional love of God, no matter where you're at, I think that's going to be the thing that really gets us into a new level.
Well, Sandy, what you said, I really love, because you threw in the word love. And I would say this, it is very hard to separate the word love from grace.
Right.
And you might even say that grace is evidence of love.
Amen.
Grace is working in your heart. That's how you face everybody. You can't be offended.
Yeah.
Do not take into account a wrong suffered. That's evidence of grace. And that grace is the proof of His nature living and growing in you.
Grace is the proof that you're believing deeper and deeper that you're really loved by God and by others. It's a knowledge. You're really accepting the love of God when you really realize that no matter what you do, you're not rejected.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What's alive and living in you? The love of God.
Yes.
Grace is proof that there is nature is in you, and it's living and growing in you because we grow in grace. God in his wisdom will not put us into a place that we can't handle.
Right.
He will put us into a place that causes us to grow. Now, you could say that God put Job in a place where he could grow. He came out the other side, and look what he got, a double portion of everything.
Yeah.
What are we going to get as we grow in grace, or we grow in love? Grace flowing through us to become and to do. As I've been looking at this thing of grace, I am so impressed how love and grace are so interwoven. And actually, grace is dependent on love, and love is dependent on grace.
Yeah.
They are so intertwined. And here comes in another thing, joy. There's joy in grace. If you're extending grace to somebody and it's not making you, not giving you joy or at least making you happy, you're not extending grace.
Yeah.
I will not judge you. I'm not your judge. I'm the agency of grace for you. I'm the agency of love for you in spite of what you do. I won't take into account a wrong suffering.
I was reading a book on grace just this afternoon. I was reading part of it. He was talking about the joy that a new Christian has because they've just been accepted into a love that they've never experienced before. But then you look at an older Christian, and for some reason, you don't see that joy just quite as much. He was saying that it's because all of a sudden, you have to act like a Christian.
Yeah.
You know, you have to, and you have to be careful of your swear words. And yep. Suddenly, there are rules. That's what I was coming from is, yes, I agree. Love and grace cannot be separated. But it's a thing of love means you're not judging, and grace means you're not judging, too. I keep thinking we're all the scum in the bottom of the tide pool or something. That's who we really are without the Lord, is we're just scum. And so it doesn't matter what you look like. But the idea of grace is you accept that, and you accept the joy in the Lord because you're no longer scum because you have him in you. And you actually feel love for the first time, then you can have all the grace in the world for anybody because you know you're loved, you know they're loved, and it doesn't matter what we look like.
It sounds to me like you have to come to the place either at your initial salvation or somewhere in your walk or maybe both and maybe many times to know that you're nothing, that like you said, you're, for better words, scum. You have no good thing in you. Unless you have a revelation of the depravity of the human nature that everyone has, then you don't have the appreciation of the grace. I think that's where human arrogance comes in, self-reliance comes in, all those things, because you're not recognizing God's blessing resting on your life, and you're saying that this is me. I did this with my own abilities. I lived my life with my own abilities. I succeeded in my own abilities. And you're not recognizing, well, that scripture says he pours out his blessing on the what? On the just and the unjust. They cannot believe that God can love them.
There's a truth in that.
Because they look at themselves and they really don't love themselves.
Well, part of it too, Ron, real quick, if I can interrupt, is people put that on people. There's a religious entity group that tells you you cannot drink. So if you drink, you're going to feel guilty if you've had any association with that particular group. You see what I'm saying? And so yep. you feel guilty, you feel condemnation because you're doing something that, according to rules that Sandy talked about earlier, you're breaking them. And so you got to be a sin. You might as well just continue because God's not going to love you anymore, right?
I just met a man like that a couple days ago. He was very boisterous.
Sure.
And just right out there. But I could feel when I was with him that God loved the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way he was. You have to believe that God's grace and his love, it is a greater power of transformation than laws and rules.
It's back to relationship. If you can feel the love of God and you know that he loves you no matter what, then all of a sudden you want the relationship and you want him to love you back. It's just like when a young man finds a girl that he wants her affection.
Yep,
he'll do anything for her.
Absolutely.
And that's the only way that you can get somebody to really function as a Christian in a real life sense is there's a relationship there, mm-hmm. and they want to do the will of the Lord because they found his love.
On this podcast, we have seen that it is by God's grace, not rules, that we grow. It's his grace that gives us the means to become and to do.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.